This is Sassy Strawberry reading Thousand Autumns, 千秋, by Meng Xishi. Chapter 100, translation by myself, and edited by Yuki Ryu and Happy Bess. Even though there is Zhou in the north and Chen in the south, each with their own governments, the Jianghu itself is not divided into the north and south, as the Jianghu does not distinguish itself in this manner. It is an entire whole. Therefore, aggressive expansion of He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction's power caused panic not only among the people of the northern factions, even Lin Chuan Xuegong also felt threatened. The staging of the sword trial conference naturally gave the various sects and organizations a good opportunity to communicate with one another. Lin Chuan Xuegong intended to form an alliance, hence they sent Zhan Zhiqian over, tossing out a stone to observe what would come next, or Tou Shi Wen Lu. If Yi Bichen was willing to acknowledge Lin Chuan Xuegong as the leader of the alliance, the union would be akin to waters flowing together to form a canal. By that time, an alliance between the Confucian and Taoist factions would be able to greatly curb He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction's rising influence. However, Zhan Zhiqian's journey to Chunyangguan was in vain. Yi Bichen was evidently unwilling to subordinate himself to someone else and rely upon others. Zhan Zhiqian was destined to return empty-handed. Without the Confucian faction's participation, there was no doubt that the prestige of the sword trial conference would be significantly tarnished. Shen Xiao listened to the tale from the beginning to the end, Lai Long Qu Mai. He shook his head and said, "Since there is a common goal, why must one be overly concerned about who leads and who follows?" Zhan Zhiqian gave a forced smile. "Not everyone can be like Shen Daozha, who disregards insignificant and ephemeral things like fame and reputation. Now that Xuan Dushan has attached itself to Tu Jue's wings, Chunyangguan can consider itself to be the leading Taoist faction. Our Lin Chuan Xuegong is also the leader of the Confucian faction. The Confucian and Taoist factions are completely different, and their disagreements will result in a battle between the dragon and the phoenix. By then, who would be willing to be the green leaf acting as a foil in the background, asking for neither credit nor reward?" Shen Xiao slightly frowned, but he did not say anything. As Zhan Zhiqian had said, Ru Yan Ke Hui and Yi Bichen are both considered to be grandmasters of the current generation. The power and status of the Meng Zhu Wu was not insignificant. Regardless of who would take this position, the other would definitely become anxious and uneasy. Not to mention, they are both leaders of their own sects, with one representing the Confucian faction and the other representing the Taoist faction. Neither would easily allow their own sect to be placed in a position where they would submit and allow themselves to be led by another party. This was not just a matter of face or mianzi. It was also a matter regarding the potential change in the overall status of orthodoxy. Shen Qiao replied, "I expect that Yi Guanzhu was not willing to accept this." Zhan Zhiqian replied, "That's correct. After hearing the reason for my trip, Yi Guanzhu rejected the proposal for an alliance. I presume that my Shizun had already expected this outcome, hence he sent me here, rather than my Shidi or someone else, to handle this matter. However, it's no secret that Yi Guanzhu intends to form an alliance that will stand against He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction. Sooner or later, both parties will get wind of this. I fear that waves will suddenly arise from level ground during the sword trial conference tomorrow. Although Shen Daozhang is of the Taoist faction, you have no relationship with Chunyangguan, so why don't you go to Lin Chuan Xuegong with me as a guest? Ever since you and the Su family last bade each other farewell, my Shidi has since held Shen Daozhang in the greatest esteem and admiration. He would surely be delighted to see you again." Shen Xiao smiled and said, "Many thanks for Zhan Xiong's kind intentions. However, this humble Taoist needs to remain here." Zhan Zhiqian asked curiously, "Why so?" Shen Xiao responded, "The fates of the Taoist faction are closely connected. They share each other's joys and sorrows. If disaster were to strike, it would not fall solely on Chunyangguan. Should Chunyangguan face annexation at He Huanzong's hands, catastrophe would soon befall the other sects as well. Also, I have already promised to assist Bi Xiazong during the sword trial conference." John Zhixian's expression revealed some measure of regret. If that is the case, then there's nothing else I can do. That being said, however, I fear that Yi Guanzhu's intentions to foster and promote an alliance this time will likely be for naught. Shen Qiao replied, Chunyang Guan is currently prospering by the day. Its scale and prestige are not inferior to that of Xuan Dushan. Wouldn't it be reasonable to expect that plenty of people would come forth and join them? Zhang Zhixian said, Although this is so, not everyone shares the same sentiments and intentions, not to mention myself. Shen Daozhang can simply take a look at the brothers of the Wang family. Yi Guanzhu had personally invited them to the main hall with the intention of drawing them to his side, yet they were very vocal about how the sword trial conference was their sole purpose for coming here. They were unwilling to even discuss the possibility of an alliance. It is obvious that they view Chunyang Guan as a lone hand that cannot clap on its own. They will merely watch idly from the sidelines, refusing to become embroiled in this vortex of events. Forming alliances, isn't it much easier said than done? He is a very good-tempered person. Although he is a Confucian disciple, he did not hold an extreme stance, and his words conveyed some measure of regret for Chunyang Guan's situation. It was as if he had already foreseen that tomorrow's sword trial conference would be plagued with incessant turmoil, with the situation eventually culminating to a bleak and hopeless end. The two of them commiserated helplessly over the matter for some time. Zhang Zhixian brought up his request of painting Shen Qiao once again and invited him to come to Lin Chuan Shugong some other day as his guest. Shen Qiao naturally agreed. Zhang Zhixian had just departed when both brothers of the Su family arrived to pay a visit with the intention of thanking Shen Qiao for when he had last helped them in Chang'an. Although the Su family had temporarily uprooted their entire household and were currently taking refuge in Qingchengshan, their industries and influence in Chang'an had not been entirely abandoned. When the time is right, they would eventually return. In addition to this, there were many sects who had sent invitations, wishing to meet with Shen Qiao in person. To his surprise, only now did he suddenly realize that, unknowingly, he was no longer Xuan Dushan's former Zhang Jiao, who had fallen upon dire straits in the Jianghu, the one who anyone and everyone had viewed with derision and contempt. Nowadays, when people mentioned Shen Qiao's name, they would think of how he had fought against several people on his own back in Chang'an. Since many people feared the current expansion of He Huanzong's influence, they were gleeful to hear how Shen Qiao had killed two of the elders of He Huanzong. This was obviously an unexpected outcome to Shen Qiao, finding it somewhat amusing, yet also extremely embarrassing. He proceeded to politely refuse and decline all the requests to visit on the grounds that it was getting late. After seeing off both Su Wei and Su Qiao, he meditated alone in his room, quietly waiting for tomorrow to arrive. The next day had just dawned when someone brought over breakfast, as well as hot water for washing. Shen Qiao completed his ablutions and was about to leave his room when Zhao Qing was already outside and knocking on his door. Hence the two of them left together to make their way to the main hall. Shen Qiao asked, Where are Yuan Bai and the others? Zhao Qing replied, They have already left to collect their number plates. If there are no unforeseen circumstances, I would expect that they would be arranged to participate in the first round. Shen Qiao still didn't quite understand the rules and regulations of the sword trial conference, so he took the opportunity to inquire on them. Zhao Qing said, When we arrived yesterday, Chunyang Guan's disciples registered everyone's names and respective sects. Today, they will sort out the names in accordance with the order of arrival, and then they will submit the register to the people in the Liu Li Gong. Liu Li Gong will review each person's achievements in martial arts within the Jianghu and group those with similar levels of ability to compete against one another. If someone has no intention of competing, then it will be best to notify them in advance today, for their name to be removed and replaced with someone else's. This rule applies only to regular disciples, however. People like us are generally not included in the list, unless one voluntarily requests to enter and compete. Shen Qiao asked, some may not even clearly understand their own achievements in martial arts. How would the isolated and reclusive Liu Li Gong know of them? Zhao Qiying laughed and said, I had also questioned this. It is likely that they have made approximate arrangements in accordance with what they know of each person. This is also one of the reasons they are holding the sword trial conference, so that they may properly and sufficiently determine the rankings. It is said that Liu Li Gong's gaze is piercing and knowledgeable, like blazing torches. Once they have witnessed a person's martial arts, they would be able to assess that person's martial arts level within the Jianghu. Anyone who has witnessed how they conduct their observations have all been impressed. 10 years ago, I did not have the chance to see it in person, so this time, I will make sure to watch carefully in order to broaden my horizons. While the two of them chatted, they passed through the courtyard at the back of Chunyang Guan and arrived at the main hall. Many others had already arrived by this time. Unlike the wide and spacious area that they had seen yesterday, today, the main hall was covered with seating mats and soft pillows, all of which were arranged in a beautiful patchwork pattern. The doors of the main hall were all open, such that as long as one sits within the hall, they would be able to get a clear view of the matches to be held outside without being at the mercy of the weather. Yesterday, Zhan Zhixian had already taken his leave, and since the Wang family brothers also seemed to have no interest in joining an alliance, Shen Qiao and Zhao Qing had originally expected that there would not be a great many people coming today. Who would have anticipated that, upon a cursory glance, a good 80% of all 1,000 seats in the main hall were already filled? The sects that had arrived there were rather multifarious and disorderly. There were various smaller sects and clans such as Fei Xianmen and Qingyang Shanzhuang, and there were also the sects whose ranks hovered between first and second tier, such as Jiu Hua Zong and Zhixia Jianpai. Even though the more prominent Confucian and Buddhist organizations such as Lin Chuan Xuegong and Tian Tai Zong did not show up, it did nothing to diminish the spectacle of this event. Zhao Qiying and Shen Qiao took their respective seats. Zhao Qiying spoke in a hushed whisper. Given Li Qingyu's qualifications and level of talent, he would definitely be able to take first place today. Should Yi Guanzhu put forward the proposal for an alliance by then, he would likely be able to achieve a better result with only half the effort. Shen Qiao nodded in agreement, as he thought likewise. Yi Bicheng came over with a group of his disciples. He first greeted everyone with a round of conventional pleasantries, and then he spoke in a clear and bright voice. Many thanks to everyone for taking the time to attend the conference in spite of your busy schedules. The Sword Trial Conference is held once every 10 years. This time, Liu Li Gong has borrowed our shabby temple as the venue, and Chunyang Guan is deeply honored by this privilege. We look forward to everyone getting to know one another through martial arts. Please bear in mind to behave appropriately and act in moderation so as not to bring harm to the amity in each other's relationships. Yi Bicheng's voice was warm and gentle, its pitch neither high nor low. Since he used neili to transmit his voice, everyone could hear him perfectly clearly. After speaking, he retreated by half a step and introduced to the crowd the purple-clad woman standing at his side. This is Yun Zixiao from Liu Li Gong Yun Yangzi. Many people have only heard of Liu Li Gong's reputation, but they have never seen any of his disciples in person. Right now, upon seeing that the famed Liu Li Gong had sent a woman as the official judge for their sword trial conference, they were dumbfounded and shocked and couldn't help but express their doubts about the matter. Yi Guanzhu, it is not that we are not giving you face, but the sword trial conference held once every 10 years, and there isn't anyone in the Jianghu who does not acknowledge and eagerly await its martial arts rankings. Not only is the event being held in advance this time, they've also sent a woman as their representative. This is not only them showing their contempt towards us, this also conveys their disdain and disrespect towards you. Yeah, could it be that the Liu Li Gong fears He Huanzong and the Buddhist faction's power and influence, and hence they sent forward a weak woman to make a fool of us? Exactly. What significance does such a sword trial conference have to speak of? We might as well go back home and sleep. Once one person started, the rest of the people would naturally follow. Soon, doubt and suspicion arose from all four sides. The situation grew somewhat out of control, and the disciples of Chun Yangguan couldn't help but look anxiously towards their Shifu for guidance. Your name is Wei Gaofei. Your name is Wei Gaofei. You are from Fei Xianmen, and your expertise lies in the saber. You have reached the state of perfection in Fei Xianmen's Xu Tian set of techniques, like the furnace emitting a pure blue flame. The woman garbed in purple, who stood beside Yi Bichen, suddenly spoke out. Her voice rang out like colliding pieces of jade, the sound reverberating within the main hall. Although it was crisp and pleasing to ear, it was icy and devoid of even a sliver of emotion. Holding no traces of any pent-up anger for being unfairly targeted with suspicion.
Yes, that's right. So what?
The young man who had started the string of questions was stunned for a moment, and then he responded in kind with his own question. Yun Ziyao continued, However, your saber technique has a fatal flaw. One might describe it as a hurdle. No matter how hard you try, you will not be able to overcome and move past this obstacle. In the end, you are unable to grasp the essence of the saber and bring it to its peak. This is also the contributing factor to your defeat in your previous bout with Qi Wei from the Longmen Pai. Wei Gaofei's face paled drastically.
How do you know of this?
Yun Ziyao did not pay any heed to him and continued speaking in a frigid tone. The Xu Tian set of saber arts requires speed and ruthless accuracy. However, your wrist is not flexible enough, hence your speed is lacking. No matter how proficient your saber skills are, you will be unable to become one with the blade. By this time, Wei Gaofei could no longer be bothered how the other party had learned about his deficiencies. Instead, he hurriedly asked,
May I ask if there's any solution to this?
Yun Ziyao replied,
There is. Given that your own body is the limiting factor and you are unable to meet the requirements in order to reach the pinnacle of Xu Tian arts, why continue walking down the same path until you reach the dark end? It would be better for you to switch to using your sect's other set of Xun Guang saber arts. It focuses on being slow and steady and allows the wielder to lift heavy burdens with ease. With your talents, it would not be difficult for you to reach great heights in your mastery of the saber this way.
To lift heavy burdens with ease.
Wei Gaofei muttered to himself. He had a pensive and thoughtful look on his face, with the expression changing unpredictably. After a moment, he suddenly made a loud yell and then deeply bowed towards Yun Ziyao.
Many thanks for the guidance you have provided. No words of thanks can express my gratitude for your great kindness. I will definitely repay this favor in the future.
After speaking these words, he ignored everyone else to get up and leave the main hall. He completely ignored his fellow Shixiongdi, not sparing them a single glance despite their calls to him. The bystanders watched his performance and realized that he must have comprehended something from Yun Ziyao's words. Martial arts practitioners would sometimes experience a momentary flash of enlightenment that would allow them to break through difficult obstacles or bottlenecks. The onlookers did not find it unusual or surprising. Instead, they felt extremely envious. Yun Ziyao continued to speak of the origins and background, as well as the flaws and weaknesses of several other people's martial arts. These were the same people who had regarded her with suspicion a while ago, but now as their shortcomings were being revealed one after another, their expressions paled greatly. Others were now aware of the impressive ability possessed by Liu Ligong. They were deeply afraid that Yun Ziyao would publicly expose the flaws in their own martial arts, which would result in their opponents gaining insight into their weaknesses even before their fight in the competition grounds. They no longer dared to make any more noise. Zhao Chiying whispered, This woman is truly formidable. Liu Ligong is really worthy of its reputation. I expect that she would also know of the flaws and limitations of Bi Xiazhong's martial arts. Underpinning her words was a modicum of fear. Shen Xiao spoke with a smile. Everything under the heavens has two sides, yin and yang. Where there are strengths, there are inevitably weaknesses.
it would be impossible for even the most outstanding martial arts to be without any flaws. Her ability to discern and expose in each and every flaw is truly brilliant. However, the mere knowledge of one's weakness does not immediately mean that others would have the opportunity to exploit it. The higher the level of one's martial arts, the less flaws it would have. Therefore, rather than bothering with memorizing other people's weaknesses, it would be more beneficial to improve one's own skill in martial arts. If one has reached a stage where they are in complete harmony and live an unhindered life, there will not be any opportunities for others to take advantage of. Zhao Qiying nodded her head. Spoken like a true Zongshi level expert, I am truly not your equal. On the other side, Yi Bicheng, upon seeing that Yun Zixiao was able to hold her own ground, neither spoke up nor interfered. Only when he saw that the crowd had quieted down did he continue to speak.
Since there are no further objections, let's proceed in accordance with the rules.
As he said these words, Chu Niangguan's disciples sounded the jade chimes. Its clear sound rang out across the distance, signaling the official commencement of the sword trial conference. The first match was between Wang Sanlang and Zhou Yexu. This pair had a prior disagreement, and to meet in the arena at this time, they mutually found the other to be loathsome. However, Zhou Yexu was obviously not Wang Sanlang's match. Even before the match started, the outcome of the fight had already been decided. Although Zhao Qiying felt some regrets at this, there was nothing to be done about it. The reinvigoration of Bi Xiazong's standing and reputation would likely still fall upon her shoulders. She was determined to enter the competition today, but as for which match she would be participating in, she would have to observe her potential opponents first before making a decision. If the opponent's level of martial arts was too low, even if she wins the match, there would be no glory in victory. Zhou Yexue is an extremely stubborn and feisty Xiao Guniang. In spite of already knowing what the outcome would be, she refused to give up without a fight. She and Wang Sanlang gripped their swords and circled around one another. Their exchange in the arena was punctuated by the glint and flash of cold steel, Dao Guang Jian Ying, creating an extremely lively and exciting scene. The fighting area is very spacious, and in order to save time, two other opponents had also entered the ring at the same time. Su Qiao was among them. His opponent was the personal disciple of Jiu Hua Zong's Zong Zhu. They were both the same age and could be considered outstanding rising stars of the younger generation. The battle between these two was even more exciting than between Zhou Yexu and Wang Sanlang. The crowd's attention was focused mainly on the former pair, with their eyes staring unblinkingly in rapt concentration. They sighed in appreciation at how the younger generation of the Jianghu would soon surpass the old. Like the waves at the back pushing forward the waves in the front. Hou lang tui qian lang. It was at this time, a Chu Niangguan disciple descended from the mountain with another person behind him. Upon seeing that person's facial outline from afar, Shen Qiao moved slightly in an involuntary manner, clearly being deeply shaken at witnessing an extremely unexpected sight. Zhao Qiying, who sat beside him, noticed his shock and couldn't help but ask, "What's wrong?"